are fishing off of Three Mile Bridge. They are not allowed to fish off of Three Mile Bridge, right?
That is correct. They are not supposed to be fishing off Three Mile Bridge. That's a combination of FDOT and FWC as far as enforcement.
That was Wes Moreno. We talked with him about an hour ago. He's the Escambia County Administrator, and we're following up on that a little bit now. We have Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood on the line. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, I have been told by the mayor and I have been told by the county administrator that people are not supposed to be fishing off a three-mile bridge, and that was always my understanding, too. Question is, A, is that right? B, is it a law? C, who's enforcing it? And D, are there signs? I know you know the answer to all these questions.
Okay, so the first answer is yes, it is right. But the problem that can come up, and I just drove the bridge to make sure no new signage was put up. There's no signage that says you cannot fish there. That doesn't mean that you can. So if we get complaints of someone fishing on the bridge, it's obviously a dangerous thing for boaters and whatnot. But if we get a call like that, that's something that we will forward to the FWC for enforcement.
Okay, so it is an FWC, FDOT doesn't really have enforcement capability. I mean, even a road ranger, they don't have any law enforcement capability, do they?
No. We would just call Fish and Wildlife to come out and speak with those people. That's something that they do every day. I know a couple of those guys, and sure, don't, you know, we're going to stay in our lane on that. But if we need to go speak to somebody about it, we will. That's just not something that I don't think that we've answered a single call on, as far as I know.
Okay, but also, just to be clear, there are no signs. So a person, you can't just assume that you can fish where it's not mentioned that you can't necessarily. I get that. But just like you can't necessarily park everywhere you think there's no sign against it. But still, there's no signage to tell people that, right?
That's correct. It would just be much easier if there were signage up there as far as enforcement goes, especially if a person chose to take that citation to court. Signage would certainly help in taking care of that case and prosecuting that case. But at this point, as of this morning, there's no signage out there.
Right. And I think of other places like on the Causeway 90 to Milton, it's, there's so many signs, no fishing on the bridge, right? Because they want to make sure. And it seems like we're just kind of, that's another sign that really ought to be put up. So, okay, well, thank you for driving that this morning and checking on that, man. I really, really appreciate that. I don't think that we have a lot of like weird incidents, but we did have a Family Dollar that they basically cut into the backside of over on Palafox in the county. And you guys had something like that happen in the city as well, is that right?
Yeah, we did. It's the Family Dollar on Cervantes near 7th Avenue. Looks like the intruders pried open the back door and cut a safe out of the floor in that location. So, you know, we've seen things like this before. They'll hit city to county. A lot of times these groups are well organized, and they'll go into an area and strike and then leave the area to never be seen again. So investigators from both agencies are working on those cases to see, first of all, if they're connected, and secondly, hopefully to be able to solve those cases.
Yeah, absolutely. So, by the way, speaking of when we talk about it, we get results. Chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission, Board of County Commissioners, Colton Wright, just texted me and said that he had just made a call to Tim Smith at FDOT. Signs are being made right now, and they're going to be up soon to tell people that it is prohibited, and they're going to, you know, ask for some help from police departments as well. So you guys may be, you and Gulf Breeze may be empowered as well as Fish and Wildlife to help enforce that. So just as a going forward, you know, that's what we might be able to expect. Let's see. So the Family Dollar, Fish and Bridge. I also wanted to ask you, just because it's been I know you guys enforce the law, you don't get to make the law, but obviously former Chief of Police Tommy Leiter was the biggest, loudest advocate for traffic safety, both speed enforcement and red light enforcement. And we've been talking about this. The mayor is planning on a pilot program at a couple of intersections where you have high red light running. The study has been done. We're waiting for the results of that. They're going to come out next week. I assume that the department is in favor of this, the chief's in favor of this, and believes in the value of red light cameras, if for no other reason than that a lot of these intersections, you simply cannot effectively police them for red light running, right?
Yeah, that's true. Chief Randall and Deputy Chief Christman are both in favor of it. And, you know, when you have intersections such as the three that the mayor mentioned, we do have a lot of crashes there. We spend a lot of man hours there. And there's only two ways to combat a problem like that. And one is to put an officer there 24 hours a day at all three intersections, which would cost a massive amount of money. But sooner or later, those three intersections will get a reputation that you do not run lights there because there's going to be an officer there writing a ticket. Now, the same thing can happen with the plan that the mayor has with the red light cameras. Sooner or later, those three intersections are going to be well known for cameras, for red light cameras, and hopefully people will quit running red lights there and the crashes will go down dramatically.
Man, I sure hope so, because, you know, the numbers that I have heard from the mayor, and I think that we all kind of knew anyway, were challenging. And I remember Tommy always explaining it as it's just not really feasible to enforce because you have to have a cop in those multi-lane situations to see the white line, to see the red light, to see the car, and then to catch the car afterwards. Like, all of these things are complicated. So, you know, I'm an advocate. I believe in it, you know, and I certainly hope that it's going to work. You guys will always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth or something like that?
Yeah, this is a did you know, and it's about a police district in India where the officers are paid extra. They get extra pay for having a mustache. And the higher-ups believe that an officer, if they have a mustache, they will earn more respect, and they believe it improves the officer's personalities. Now, 3 years ago, the Pensacola Police Department began to allow beards. Those guys that have the beards are not getting paid extra, so maybe this is something that can be looked at. I'm kidding, of course, but why the higher-ups here decided to do that, it may be because of the respect thing, but... Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny that if you grow facial hair, that you get extra pay in India.
That's funny. Now, I mean, you know, not to make light of something that could potentially be serious, but have there been any studies done in the U.S. about, you know, respect, authority related to facial hair? Because, I mean, look, I think of Super Troopers, you know, and I also think of Captain Steve Davis, now retired, where he was before and where he is now on facial hair. Has there been anything to indicate that, you know, it might actually make sense to, you know, do a little 70s or 80s throwback?
If there has been a study, I'm not aware of it. I know that if that's the case, then I'll never earn the respect because I can't stand it. It's a mental issue with me. It drives me crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into that and get back with you.
You don't need to. It's okay. I was just curious on the cuff. Mike Wood, that's funny. Paying people more because they've got a mustache or a beard. Mike Wood is a public information officer for PPD. As always, Mike, thank you for the information. Thanks for helping us get a little bit of progress on this Fishing on 3 Mile Bridge thing solved by going out there and looking for yourself, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir.